China, there stands an educational institution of intellectual growth, acknowledging the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Usher out the dead in vain attempts to scare away the evil spirits who come to steal their souls. The civilized world uses the gloomy strains of organ music to accompany the departed soul to its resting place. For the Christian, death doesn't take on such depths of despair. For 1 Corinthians tells us, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Williams at General Hospital. The doctor would like to see you immediately. Would you come as quickly as possible?
Oh, yes, certainly. Just as quickly as I can. This could mean only one thing. My dear friend was dying. Otherwise, why would they send for me at 4 o'clock in the morning? I approached the room and fumbled with the knob on the door, seeking to open it as silently as possible. One look, and the suspicions that had been fighting to take possession of my mind and heart moved in without a struggle and began to put on the clothing of stark reality. There he lay, ashen in color, and breathing as if he couldn't decide whether to take one more breath. My own heart was pounding as I moved toward the bed. Death was not only preparing its victim, but even seemed to paralyze me, so that I walked haltingly and clumsily. My flesh suddenly had the urge to cry out against death as if to chase it away with a sound. But the Spirit of God quickly reminded me,
"For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens."
I leaned over and looked at my friend. The twinkle in his eye was gone, and the hands which had helped so many people in days gone by now lay motionless. Yet I knew they were busy fumbling with the veil that hung between mortality and immortality. "Doc, I'm here."
"You know I'm dying?"
I wanted to shower him with words of encouragement and urge him to hang on to life. But it would have fallen on deaf ears, for he was a doctor and knew the symptoms only too well. Reaching down, I patted his arm. "The Lord has provided for you 25 years, and he has made provision for this hour as well." Then we talked to the Lord together. Again he opened his eyes, this time with a mingled look of anticipation and fear as he said,
"But what about my daughter? She's only 16, and she needs a father. Will you promise that you will watch her, and if you see her doing anything that she shouldn't, you will talk to her about it?"
This was no time to make rash promises. It must be a solemn vow. "I promise, Doc." Doc smiled faintly and lay back as if all his earthly business were taken care of and his greatest venture were about to begin. There was no need for further words. I was with my friend, and he knew I was there. I sat down in the chair and tried to control the great emotional surge that kept covering me. After a long while, he roused.
"Why isn't the door open? I just wish the door was open."
My first impulse was to offer to open it, and then I woke to the realization that the door he spoke of was not of man's making. I sat rigid and upright in my seat. Then, gathering myself together, I went over and stood by the bed. The perspiration stood out on my own forehead as memories of our friendship rolled in like a flood. Funny the things that cross your mind at a time like this. His quick smile, his gentle manner, his strong Christian testimony in the times he had said, "How are you?" and I had accused him of trying to drum up business. I was snatched back to realism as he stirred restlessly in the bed. It was as if he were mentally pacing the floor. Then, in a split second, he stopped and uttered those never-to-be-forgotten words.
"There. The door is open. I see him. And I'm going to him, clothed in his righteousness."
And he entered the gates of splendor. I wanted to remove my shoes, for I felt as Moses of old, that I was standing on hallowed ground.
precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Today's story was adapted from Some Say He Died, But I Saw Him Live, written by Louise Scholes. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.